Good morning and welcome to our All In Harvest service. Whether you are here in the building or watching this at home, we pray that this morning you'll be able to meet with God, the God who loves you, as we think about and celebrate our Harvest Festival. This is our All In service, which runs slightly differently to a normal Sunday service or online reflection. We're going to spend the next 30 minutes or so together hearing God's word. And then we want to encourage you to continue in worship by looking through the zones and responding to them. And I'll explain more about the zones a little later in the service. As with so many of our services this year, our Harvest Festival service will be looking a little different this year. But the All In team have worked really hard together to put together a service where we will worship the God of creation and thank him for all the food that he provides. So let's begin our service with a prayer. Creator God, you made the goodness of the land, the riches of the sea, and the rhythm of the seasons. As we gather together today, we thank you for the harvest. May we cherish and respect this planet and its peoples. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In a moment, Janet is going to bring us our reading, and then we're going to have a short video put together by the All In team.
We have two short readings this morning. The first of those is from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 to 11. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron, and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. And then the second reading is from Ruth chapter 2, the second half of verse 14 to verse 18. When Ruth sat down with the harvesters, Boaz offered her some roasted grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over. As she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men. Let her gather among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. Even pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her. So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As part of our celebration of harvest, we're making pizza. I've got my dough here, and I've just taken out of the bread maker. Our pizza dough has been made from wheat grown in the UK. It's important to remember that we are fortunate to live in a land that grows good quality wheat that makes great bread and great pizza. Back in ancient times, harvest was about bringing the first fruits of the land and offering them to God. This was to show thankfulness to God for his provision and to worship him by giving him the best of the crop. Hence our old harvest hymn, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Let's thank the Lord, oh, thank the Lord for all his love. Now, let's get this pizza finished.
The tomatoes that I'm going to put onto this pizza now are tomato puree, which will have been imported to the UK from Spain. About 174,000 tonnes each year are exported from Spain to the UK. With modern transport links, it's now much easier to have our food shipped in from around the world, particularly from countries across Europe.
Do you think about where the food you eat comes from?
Okay, now we've got our pizza, we've got our tomato base on, it's time to put some toppings on. I don't know what toppings you like, but these are some of the toppings we sometimes have in our family. We've got ham, goat's cheese, pepperoni, peppers, a bit of rockets if you're feeling fancy, and some pineapple. Toppings can come from all over, can't they? Do you want to put some pepperoni on for us? We're going to put some pepperoni on this pizza. But I wonder if you've ever thought where your toppings on your pizza come from. So the pepperoni, it comes from probably somewhere in like Germany. In fact, I was looking and I don't think any of these ingredients have come from England. Maybe the ham, but the goat's cheese was from France. The peppers probably didn't grow here. I don't know about the rocket, maybe that did. And pineapple, I expect that's probably come miles and miles. And all this travel of all the food can have quite an impact on our climate. It's got to do lots of air miles, it's got to go across in boats. I wonder if you've ever stopped to think about where your food's come from. And also, we've got meat here, we've got ham and pepperoni. How much food did the pigs have to eat before they were turned into this meat? So, should we do a bit more? And then time to pass it on.
Thank you. So, we've got our pizza, we've had our dough, we've got our tomato puree, and we've got the pizza toppings on it. Now all that's left for us to do is decide what cheese we're going to put on the top of it. Maybe you might like to have a really stringy mozzarella. Or maybe, like us, you just want to go for a bog standard cheddar cheese. Whatever you decide, again, you might have made your decision based on where your produce has come from. Cheddar cheese is going to be produced more locally than probably some of the mozzarellas that are out there on the market. So anyway, all that's left for us to do now is to pop the cheese on and then put it in the oven. And in a few minutes, we'll be able to enjoy our pizza.
Right then, let's see if this pizza's ready. Looking good, smelling good. Yeah, that looks lovely. So the cheese is all brown and bubbly. Pepperoni's cooked and the base is cooked. Now it's time to cut it up so that we can enjoy it. I wonder what we do with any of our leftovers, if I had any of these slices left at the end. In this country, we do have an excess of food, and a lot of it is just thrown away by supermarkets or by us. And yet, there are people out there who can't even afford the basic food essentials. There's many who struggle in that way. And there's lots of charities springing up now, and they're trying to end this food poverty and the waste of food that we have. How can we support people who are living in food poverty? How can we change our mindset to make sure that people don't go without?
I love pizza, and I think having watched that video, I'm going to have to go home and make another one. I wonder what your favourite topping of pizza is. Does anyone want to share their favourite pizza topping?
Goat's cheese.
We've got goat's cheese, great. Any others?
Hawaiian.
Brilliant. Any others? Last one?
Pineapple.
Okay, good. Good. Well, I think we had some of that in that video as well, didn't we? I really like cooking. I love making pizza, and one of the things I enjoyed most about lockdown and furlough was being able to cook more. I was able to hone and improve some of my favourite recipes. I got my roast dinner just right. And I managed to learn some new ones. Jamie Oliver's Bargee Burgers, that became a particular favourite of ours. I would recommend it. And I always enjoy the reaction from the family when I bring the food out of the kitchen and they react with joy to what I've created. Of course, having kids means that sometimes the response is more, "Ear, what's this?" Now, our harvest service here today is an opportunity to give thanks for the goodness of earth, a goodness of creation, and the food that it provides for us. Food is good, and it is a great part of our creation. As the passage we read in Deuteronomy says, creation, it gives us lots. It says, with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. Now that sounds good to me. And thankfully, despite our best efforts as a human race, creation remains the same. It is still full of goodness and it still provides us with good food when we use it well. So what's our response to this food? Well, the passage instructs us in verse 10 to praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you, and by extension, the good food that comes from that land. In other words, thank you, God, for pizza. But that's not enough. As is made very clear through the Bible, we need to love God, but we also need to love our neighbour. And who is our neighbour? Again, the Bible makes that clear. The widow, the orphan, the one in need. Now, how does that relate to our food and to this harvest festival? Well, we have an example from Ruth, don't we? Gleaning. This was the practice instructed in the law where a little bit of the crop was left at the side, a little bit of the grain was left at the side of the field when harvesting so that those without could have some, could come and collect what was left. Now, we don't gather grain anymore, but this harvest, are we making sure our neighbours are having enough? How can we do that? Well, one way is food banks. We've got our donations at the front. We would normally bring in your donations. And I'm sure many of you already give to food banks or do similar things or support charities like TLG or CAP. And you can find out more about those in one of our zones later. And they help people who are struggling with finances to put food on the table. We can also help our global neighbours. A famous way of doing that I'm sure, again, many of us have done in the past is buying fair trade. Most companies in this world aim for high profits and low prices for us. But of course, if our food is cheap, we need to ask ourselves who isn't being paid properly. Buying fair trade is one way to ensure that the grower has received a fair and consistent price and can feed their own family or enable them to get to school. And there are other ideas about how we can help our neighbour later in our action zones. And secondly, we do need to care for creation. We have this really good creation, so let's look after it. Let's make the most of it and honour God and our neighbour by caring for it. Now, how can we do that when it comes to food this harvest? Well, again, these are all things that you may well have heard before, but let's try to avoid waste. Let's plan meals. How much food do you throw out? Avoid products that use too much packaging or single-use things. Again, we know these things, but let's remember this harvest that this is about caring for God's creation. We can reduce food miles. Let's buy local, grow our own, use local charities or farmers' markets in our food purchasing or local businesses. And also we can eat less meat and dairy, as the food needed to feed animals is a factor in affecting our climate and our creation. Now, we hear so much about these things, and maybe we feel overwhelmed. I'm not saying we all need to become vegan overnight or anything like that. I think the advice is to go one step at a time. Do one thing. Make one change. Sometimes it can be harder and more expensive to be green, and that's okay, because if finances are tight, we can't do everything. If you can't change one thing, if you can't afford to buy fancy farmers market food or something like that, maybe try growing your own instead. Just do one thing at a time and try to make a difference to care for God's creation and to love our global neighbours. We have an amazing planet that provides us with so much good food, like pizza and like this food here and like all the other good things that I expect you're going to be cooking later today. So let's celebrate Harvest Festival and give thanks to God for the food that he provides us. But also try to love our creation and our neighbour by thinking about how we use what we have got. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the goodness of your creation. We thank you for all the food that it provides and for how lucky we are in this country to have so much. Help us to care for those around us who don't have as much, whether they are our local neighbours or our global neighbours. And help us to always give those first fruits and thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
So at this point in our harvest service, we'd usually invite you to bring forward any harvest goods to donate to our local food bank, but this year's a little bit different. We'd still love you to consider making a donation if you feel able to. And there are several ways of doing this. Details are listed in the Action Zone page on our church website and on the church email sent out on Friday for those of you who receive it. So some of the ideas are that the Parnell family have a food bank collection box outside their house, and you're very welcome to put items into it. Most supermarkets have a food bank collection point that you could use, And Morrison's down the road has already bagged up a range of items that you can just pick up and pay for and donate. Or the food bag would love monetary donations straight into their bank account so that they can use it as they see fit. Thank you for your help in this. We're going to move into our prayer time now, led by some of our young people.
Thank you, Lord, for the celebration of harvest and for providing for us. Please help us to appreciate all that we have and to be thankful to you for it. Thank you for everyone who has been involved in our food's journey to us, from its start to our plates. Thank you for looking after us. Amen.
We pray for people who don't have enough to eat. We pray for people in other countries hit hard by the effects of climate change. We pray for people in our own country who can't afford the basics. We thank you for those who are working hard to help them, such as CAP, food banks and aid agencies. Please help us to be generous when we can be, and to be responsible in the choices that we make. Amen.
We pray for our world as it is affected by COVID. We pray for countries whose medical supplies and poverty make handling the pandemic even more tricky. We pray for those who are ill and for people who have lost loved ones. We pray for the governments, scientists and medics as they work hard to make progress in tackling the virus. Amen. We pray for people known to us who are ill or suffering in some way. Please bring them your healing, wholeness and peace. Amen. Let's pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
So that brings us nearly to the end of our time together this morning. But that's not the end of our worship time. An essential part of the all-in service is our response to what we've heard. And once again, the team have put together a series of activities in the different zones that you might like to have a look at and take part in. And all the different zones are going to be on our website, christchurchb29.org. And if you click on the little magnifying glass and put harvest in there, that will take you to the link and you can see all the things that are there. One of the bonuses of us not being able to spread out around the building at this point and having them all on the website is you can go home or do them from home and you can do more than one of them, which I think is really exciting. So as usual, there's a sing zone. We've done a create zone. You've already heard about the action zone from this morning. There's a write zone. The discuss zone will be on Zoom this morning. The link for that will have been in our email. And we've also got a think zone as well. So whichever of those you feel you would like to look at today, I do encourage you to do them, as it will just put a little bit more to the harvest celebration this morning. But for now, a final prayer and a blessing. Father of all creation, we give you thanks for all the good things that you provide. Help us this week to be grateful for all we have, to think about your world, and to love the people around us. Help us to grow in our knowledge of you and know your love and strength as we start another week. Amen. So thank you for joining us this week, and we hope that you will join us next week as we begin a new series.